All right. I don't know. What do you want to do? Let's go somewhere for a beer. Let's get out of here and do some. You know, we don't have to sit here. This is Wisconsin, and it's almost noon. What do I got here? Oh, yes. Crowdsourcing is happening now. And I thought, what, if you're getting, are any of you crowdfunded? Funded by a crowd? If you can find the right crowd to fund you, you could make a tremendous living, is what I understand. You got to have something that you want to sell or do or promote or an idea that you have. Come on now, who's here has got a crowdfundable idea? An idea that would just take money to be a really expensive bad idea. Nobody here? Crowdfund? Crowdsourced? Come on. Somebody's been crowdsourced. Young people, are you crowdsourced yet? No? What are you kickstarting? You got something going? Nothing? Okay, well, this is going to be a bomb. Because I thought, yes?
Tree houses for the elderly. Just put them up in the trees.
What a fabulous idea. That's going to, tree houses for the elderly. And in quotes, I'm going to put this in quotes, just put them up in the trees. Put them up. In the tree. We're going to leave that part out because I don't want to get into litigation here about your mother and she hears that and put it up in the trees. Okay, tree houses for the elderly. Okay, so that's what we're talking about here now. Like, even bad ideas, no idea is bad unless, you know, your money is involved in it, and then it's really a bad idea. So, but no idea is bad. So what we're going to try to do here is do a little crowdfunding advice for people who are calling in right now with their ideas that need only crowdfunding to get somewhere. You know, this is a totally new approach. Everyone's doing it now. Not everyone. So, yes, we're going to do the Not Much Starter. This is Not Much Starter. And we're not actually going to put up our own money, because the heck with that. But we're going to let people who call in with their ideas that need crowdfunding, crowdsourcing, need that. And we're going to let them know how we feel about it. And after all, we are public radio listeners, and we've been hit up for funds endlessly. So we can tell a good pitch from a bad one, number one. And also, you're a very desirable demographic, because you have expendable income, the older ones of you, younger ones not so much. And so you are the type of, we could put the touch on you, is what I'm saying. We've done it all these years in public radio. But now we want to hear from people out there who have ideas that are crowdfundable. You're with me on this, aren't
you? Totally.
Sarah?
I think it's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
Yeah. They say people have a $1 million idea every day. Each of us has a $1
million
potential.
$1
million
idea a day?
Yeah, that's what somebody told that to me. I don't know if it's
God.
True or not.
I'm going to stay up late until I get one.
Yeah, but then you have to execute.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, the idea is the important thing. So we want to get some. What number would they call if they have a crowdfunding idea? And then we're going to let them know exactly our reactions to that, because you are the crowd. See how that works?
Oh, yeah.
Put the crowd back in crowdfunding.
So the number, if people want to call in with their brilliant ideas, is 1-800-942-5669. That's 1-800-HWA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW.
Right, and we'll look these over, and this is an ideal market really to get advice from, which ideas are going to fly. And it could be in any area. Some, you know, some people have apps. They worked on an app. And you have an app here that you're sitting on? Are you sitting on your app? Okay. Feel free to get up if you have to. Just and you know, some people movies now.
Mm-hmm.
We had Matt Walsh on last week. He's directing another movie, producing it, but it's a crowdfunded movie. There you go. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Yes, ideas. They could be anything. Some people are making books. People are making calendars, pottery. I don't know them. Pottery, no, that wouldn't be pottery. Wearable technology, you know, maybe the next Google Glass.
Solar ovens.
Huh?
Solar ovens. Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
Is that your idea? I'm going to put that down. Solar ovens.
Yeah, solar
would these
ovens.
Be on the sun or on?
Yeah, that's right. Ovens for
sun.
Somebody's got to go up there and get the bread when it's done.
Solar ovens on Earth. Okay, yeah, I'll put that down there so there's no confusion. So far, we got tree houses for the elderly and solar ovens. Okay, so even before we begin, we got a head start on this whole thing, on this kickstarting thing. Dana's on the line there from Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Dana.
Hey, hi. How you doing?
Good. Have you got something that you, that deserves?
I do, actually. A couple ideas.
Okay.
First, I think Sarah Ann's idea of the solar ovens is brilliant.
Right.
What I was thinking of is community spay-neuter clinics for cats and dogs, crowdfunding them.
Crowdfunding spay-neuter clinics. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs, what? Do you do something?
Ferrets and whatever else you got, rabbits.
Ferrets, you know. Would you limit it to certain species and not others?
No, just the
elderly,
you know, the
cats and dogs?
Elderly cats and dogs. If they're really elderly and still need to be neutered, then they need to be neutered. Yes.
So how much do you need for these clinics?
Oh, I figure for Columbus, we could easily use $750,000 just to handle the feral.
All right. I can tell you how that plays to the crowd in crowdfunding. Spay-neuter clinics in Columbus, Ohio. All right. Now applaud if you're willing to put up your money for it. Okay, the treehouse, the woman for the elderly likes the idea. Okay.
Oh, about the treehouse for the elderly. It
yes.
gives new meaning to the expression, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Oh, yeah, and the nut don't fall too far from the tree, neither. Hi, Gretchen, in Salem, Virginia.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Good. Are you into this crowdfunding sourcing thing?
Yeah, I'd really like to take really good care of old people in their last days.
Old people in their last days. And
yeah,
how would you do this?
Well, I would improve the current system.
Okay.
So, unfortunately,
so I'm guessing
the nursing home.
I'm guessing the treehouse idea does not appeal to you.
Well, I'll tell you, I want older people to have choice. So if they want to sit out in the sun for 10 minutes when it's 40 degrees all bundled up, and that's what they said when they came in, we'll do it for them. And if they want to listen to classical music, then we'll do that for them.
That's good.
And we'll know what programs they like. If they can't talk, but they can, you know, we have to feed them, then we'll, you know, just because they can't talk doesn't mean they're not there. So
no
I would
point.
Really like to have excellent care for, you know, intelligent, cultured older people who want choice, and they want to be treated and made well from little simple things. Pneumonia is no one's best friend.
No.
And we shouldn't stop a person from that regular medications when they're ill.
Right.
We shouldn't stop their regular medications.
No.
We should treat simple things. Urine infections, bronchitis, skin infections, we should prevent that.
I agree with
you.
You
know, and we should continue physical therapy because
definitely.
Exercise is the fountain of youth.
It is. If there is a fountain of youth, it would be exercise. Thank
right.
you, Gretchen.
So what up?
Yep. Will we fund that? Yes,
what?
We would fund that. Very good. Tel Aviv, Israel. Hey, Michael. How are you?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How's life in Tel Aviv?
Well, it's life.
Yeah.
It's.
Are you there
it's
right
really
now?
Interesting.
Are you there right now?
I am there right now.
Well, when you look out
I'm
your window.
In my apartment. If I look out my window.
What do you see?
My backyard.
Okay. Look out the other window once. So tell me what you see.
I
want to make
sure.
The
window of the house across the alley from me.
You're not in Tel Aviv. That's like here.
we're just regular people, Michael. If you cut us, do we not bleed?
Very good. Very good. Michael, so do you have a crowdfunding idea there in Tel Aviv that you want to try before the crowd here?
I do. I figured I would like to leverage my residence here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people think that this place is much closer to God than other places.
Okay.
So,
not Tel Aviv so much.
Well, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's closer to certain gods here, but the Holy Land in general. And for a very small consideration, I would be willing to go to the house of worship of the faith of any of the person's choice and say a prayer for them.
Oh, so you'll be like a
prayer proxy.
A prayer hoe, I was
going
to say. That's not. That's a bad way of putting it. A proxy is a much better, prayer proxy.
Yeah, proxy works. And I'm an atheist, so everybody can feel confident that there would be absolutely no favoritism involved.
That's a pretty dumb idea, Michael. I don't know. Can you really pray for someone? I mean, you could pray for someone else, but in lieu of someone else, it's. I don't know. You think that's even...
I don't see why not.
Okay.
This is a vast, untapped market, really.
Yeah, well, and you're in the right place, except you got to get out of Tel Aviv. Nothing going on there, really. But you would pray for someone of any faith in the holy city itself, go right there and put a note in the wall or whatever, you know, or whatever Presbyterians do in the holy city.
Put a note in the wall, go to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and watch
all of it.
Watch some of the priests get in fist fights, which I have seen.
The priests are fighting down there?
Yes, they were arguing about a point of dogma, and one of them thought a knuckle sandwich was the best way to carry the day.
Ah, some things never change. They've been doing that for thousands of years, fighting over that dogma. Okay, so that's it. And how much would you charge for this service?
Well, let's say...
Not in shekels now, don't you mean?
In shekels?
Not in shekels.
Not in shekels. Okay, so let's say 50 bucks for a one-time thing,
or,
you know, for, say, $250 a week for a yearly subscription, I would, you know, go there every day for you.
Okay. And do you have a name for this service?
Yeah, it's called my retirement fund.
What do you think about funding Michael's retirement fund in Tel Aviv? I'd say there's mild interest. And now, how many of you would be willing to put up your own money now, applaud, for those who put money into Michael's retirement fund prayer service? We got one person here who...
Somebody who really, really needs prayer. Yeah. And, you know, I think it's good that people recognize that.
Yeah, and of course you want an atheist doing that for you. Bush comes to shove. Thanks, Michael. Some interest, I would say.
Oh, you're ever so welcome, Michael. I've enjoyed your show for probably 25 years.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bill's on the line from Lancaster, depending upon where you are. Hey, Bill.
Lancaster.
Yeah.
Hi. How about, you know, those pick-your-own strawberry operations and pick-your-own pumpkin operations? Well, how about a milk-your-own-cow operation?
Ooh, what a good idea. That's a win-win.
And we could expand. We could do the spay-neuter your own cat or dog conversation as well.
Let's stick with the cows for a second here because we don't want to overlap some of this funding. Could get confusing. So milk your own cow. So people have always wanted to milk a cow or live on a farm or something but live in the city could go out there and milk their own cow. And then the farmers would have the milk. The cows are all milked for them.
Well, you milk your gallon and you take it back with you to the city, or, I mean, for an extra fee, we could bring the cow to you and you can milk it in your front yard.
Do you have such a farm, Bill?
Well, unfortunately, I'm in chickens, but I'd be willing to do it if they crowdsource it.
Could you milk your own chicken? I don't suppose that would be that easy.
I keep looking for the udder, and I'm not successful.
What could you do with chickens? You could wring your own chicken's neck or something, but that's not for everybody.
Well, that's the full experience there.
And if you want the full farm experience, grab this bird by the head and spin it. Okay, Bill. Now, this is something that you could set up, though, this service, and you want this. What would you need the money for in this case?
Well, the cow needs feed.
the cow needs feed. Okay. All right. You'd have to rent the cows since you don't have cows?
If it worked out, I'd buy a 40-head herd.
You would. That's pretty expensive, though. That's pricey, isn't it?
All depends.
Well, what are you going to do, steal them or something? Are you going to rustle them up? Or a rustler there in Lancaster? Or what's going on?
Well, you can get different qualities of cattle. You can buy registered Holsteins for thousands and thousands of dollars, or you can buy whatever you want to get.
I know you can. I'm just saying. Okay, so... milk your own cows. Well, there's quite a bit of interest in that. I'm surprised. Now, committing your own funds to milk your own cows. Surprisingly, this is a surprisingly attractive idea, Bill.
Now, how about the spay-neuter thing?
Well, let's stay away from that. You know, neuter your own cat or something. I don't know. This, to me, is not... Not appealing. Okay, Bill, you got some interest in this. It's something you should look into further. Make a better pitch, maybe, for it. You know, than just, you know, some of the things there, but make it a little more, a little sexier.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks, Bill. Got a few more here. Sorry, it's okay. I got that. Kathleen's on the line from Memphis. Hey, Kathleen, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Michael?
I'm fine. We're looking for some crowdfunding ideas here. Do you have one?
Yes. Oh, I've been doing this, and my next step is going to crowdfunding, and my idea is much better than the Newton Spader. I'm currently designing doggy bandanas, and it crosses over into cats.
Of course.
And I raise funds in the sales to support local rescues and shelters, animal shelters.
Okay.
And I'm looking to expand. I've been doing it all myself, and I need to hire sewers. And I want to bring manufacturing back into this country,
okay,
especially locally around Memphis.
Right.
And I need crowdfunding to expand so I can sell more, mm-hmm, and more donations are made to the local animal rescues.
Okay, so then when you sell a doggy bandana, that goes to support doggy services.
Yes.
In other words. So,
and my background is in fashion design, oh, and I started this a couple years ago, and I do have a website, and I just want to expand my manufacturing so I can sell more. And if I do crowdfunding, I'm going to give back to the people that donate to help me expand this business to support the animals that need homes, forever homes, and that also is inclusive of paying for spayed and neutering, because these rescue groups do that.
Of course.
And
keeps coming back to that.
Yes.
Can't get away from spaying and neutering, it seems to me.
Right. And then when people donate in the crowdfunding format,
right,
then I will give them gifts, as in if they have their own animals or they have people that they know that have animals, then I will give them like a subscription to seasonal prints. I do holiday prints of doggy
prints,
bandanas, and cat bandanas.
Naturally.
A lot of people buy them for their cats, too.
It's a seasonal business. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I got holidays all throughout the year.
Right. There are holidays all throughout the year. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Every season really has its own holiday, and you can tie that to a doggy bandana.
Right.
And, you know, this would work well for the older people that we were talking about, too, if we had old people bandanas, like these gentlemen here are wearing.
Well,
maybe like headscarves or something like that we
you
could
think
sell
that's
with
funny,
them.
But it's,
no, I'm
but
not.
I sold some to some women that were cooking at an Italian festival,
exactly.
And I do embroidery of Italian flags, Irish flags.
Perfect.
I do collegiate. I mean, it's very popular around here.
I'm getting excited about it. I am actually getting excited about this. It's so useful in so many fields. And then what do you call your service? I got to have a good name for it if we're going to get...
I named it after my late dog, Stella.
Stella.
So it's called Stella Ware.
Stella Ware.
W-A-R-E.
Okay.
As in hardware, yes.
What do you think, Stella Ware, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, I thought it would get even an ovation.
Yeah, it should get an ovation.
Yes.
Can I get a prayer sewn into that?
Can you get a what? A prayer.
Sewn into the bandana.
Sewn into the bandana, which you could then have put in the Wailing Wall for you by an earlier client of ours.
There you go.
Thanks, Kathleen. And I think it's a hit. You got something there. And what's your site? We'll go tell people your site so you can actually go and check it out.
The site is Delaware.com.
Delaware.com. Thanks, Kathleen.
Thank you.
Good one. Let's do it. We have time for one more here. I'm sure we do. Tom's in Little Rock, Arkansas, and he's got an idea, don't you, Tom?
Sure thing.
Yeah. What do you got?
Well, we've had ice storms down here in Arkansas lately that knock out a lot of power lines.
Right.
And so I was looking into different ideas for how to get power without being connected to the grid.
Okay.
And stumbled across these wonderful ideas called Earth ships.
Earth ships?
They called it an Earth ship. It's where you semi-bury the house, where it's got south-facing windows. And the sunlight comes in and heats it during the winter, and during the summer the sun's straight above so it doesn't come inside.
Oh, okay.
And then you put the solar panels on. I think it's a great idea. The problem is most of these Earth ships, are like collecting their own rainwater and using their own sewages. That doesn't exactly go up to code. And so I need somebody to help me put these things up to code and make a subdivision.
Earthships. I think earthships work. I think burying your house is doesn't work.
Yeah, that would probably be a little bit more.
I'm saying I like the earthships. I like the sound of it. And then burying your house. So would you do this as a service then? You would actually bury houses for people and face them in the right direction?
Well, I'm thinking more along the lines of setting up a, well, sort of like you would build a home subdivision where you build the first home and you show people what the homes would look like, and then they come in and so I would be looking for crowdsourcing to get somebody to help me fund putting this together.
Yeah, do you bury them before you show them, or you bury them after they buy them?
Well, it would be just this semi-buried thing. So it kind of has to be half-buried before it would be completed.
It's like something that they would have done on the prairies when the settlers, didn't they dig those sod houses, or they dug into it and they covered them with sod, that sort of thing?
Yeah. Well, something like that. But the problem with sod houses is there was no barrier between the dirt and the inside.
Yeah.
And so any kind of critter that was crawling around the dirt might end up in the house. That would be a little bit unsettling. Yeah.
Or a critter in the house might get out.
There you go.
There's the other
thing.
Then
they've got plastering and things like that they do now that makes it a much more hospitable environment.
Earth ships. Crowdfund it or don't. Mixed response. How many would put up your money into the Earth ship concept? Can we get the names of these people who actually? You're involved in several different things so far. You know, we're talking retirement money here now. You don't want to just scatter it to the wind. You know. Okay. Thanks, Tom. We'll do one more because Kathy's been on the line from Ashland for quite a long time, and I don't want to miss out any great ideas. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great today.
You are? Yesterday not so good?
Well, no, we still have snow.
Oh, still snowy. Is it melting, though? Are you getting a little thaw there now in Ashland, Ohio?
Yeah, we're starting to see mud, which is good.
Oh, I love the mud of spring.
That's right.
Sky above, the mud below. That's me. And so, Kathy, have you got an idea that you think could be crowdsourced?
I have actually a list of them, but I think the one is already starting to be invented, but so I'll go with my next one.
Well, what's the one that's already invented?
Well, I wanted transition contacts for my eyes.
Transition?
Yeah, where they sunglasses, you know, for the sun, like you make glasses.
Oh, yeah. And they turn yellow or orange or something like that for special occasions?
Yeah, well, I have a lot of mulling in the summer, so
okay.
And I am aging, so I'm starting to get the squinty lines.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking that one's somebody's brewing on that one. My other one, though.
Number two.
Yeah, number two is for picnics.
Picnics.
Because you always like to take something in a crock pot.
Yeah.
But you always do macaroni salads and pasta salads, and they always get warm in the sun.
Right.
So my idea is to have a picnic chiller, in which it would cool and keep your salads cold.
How about a cooler?
Well, I know that.
Or has that been invented yet?
That's the hillbilly version.
Hillbilly, I resent that.
Oh, well.
I got a cooler with wheels, Kathy.
It'll go anywhere. This would be a plug-in, like reverse of a crock pot, where it would keep your pasta salad cold.
Okay. What's number three idea?
Well, the other one was keeping Lunchables warm.
Lunchables warm.
Yeah, to heat up those Lunchables.
So you're trying to keep one thing cold, one thing warm. You're going to have a conflict in your concepts here.
But I have happy stomachs.
Okay.
Well.
Anyone like what they're hearing? Okay, thanks, Kathy. Keep thinking about it, though. It's good that you're thinking about them.
I will. I'll keep my brain going.
Yeah, mine too. Okay, thank you very much for those ideas, and I'm not sure we got anywhere with it, but at least no one was hurt in the making of this show. Okay. John, you must have a few ideas for things that should have been invented.
Every day I have a million-dollar idea.
I thought of one, actually, a manned drone. Next big step. Why should the drone have all the fun?
Like a jetpack kind of thing?
No, you could hang from it. Like a little seat or something.
Yeah.
You know, so it would be done aerodynamically, so you wouldn't look like a guy hanging from a, you know, seat under a drone. And then someone could simply program you to go wherever you want. You had to go to work, go you know, anywhere. And someone, I don't think my wife should do it.
No.
You know?
Right into the side of the building.
Yeah.
Whoops.
But a manned drone, I think it would be not a bad idea.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
You got anything?
No.
Jeff, I know you must have something.
Maybe later today.
Jeff's got something.
I've got something. Yeah. I was thinking a solar-powered treehouse with solar-powered ovens that house the elderly who wear transition contact lenses. And on one day a week, we bring them neutered or spayed animals. They'll wear bandanas. So goes to the elderly. And if it's a cloudy day and there's no sun in a solar-powered oven and treehouse isn't working, we can contact an atheist in Tel Aviv. Pray for sunlight.
Perfect. Thank you for that, Jeff. Sometimes I think I don't appreciate you enough.
Well, then another time.
Okay. What are you whispering to John now? That was very good, Beth. Yes, what?
Nothing.
Nice to see you paying attention, Jeff. Sometimes I think you're just standing there with your eyes closed, leaning on that thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Are you feeling any better? No? Still worse? Good.
About the same.
A little bit about the same? Yeah. Are you trying the hat on the bedpost method?
No. It's the sleep in the bed method.
Sleeping in the bed? Yeah. Are you taking any...
Over-the-counter medications, yeah.
Over the what?
Counter.
Over-the-counter. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Supposed to under-the-counter? I don't know.
I don't know what counter you're talking about. Yeah. Okay, so this little song here then is...
This is one of my tunes, and it's called One for Sonny.
Okay. Sounds good. John Dillon, Jeff Hammond on the bass. One for Sonny.
You're listening to Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI Public Radio International.